Introduction to Progressive Muscle Relaxation. This is from Chapter 4 in the Relaxation and Stress Reduction Workbook. With this exercise, we're going to learn how to distinguish between tense and relaxed muscles. We're also going to progressively relax all of the muscles in your body and understand that now, with practice, we can relax quickly in stressful situations. It's hard to have a feeling of warm well-being in your body when you are at the same time experiencing psychological stress. Progressive relaxation of your muscles can help reduce your pulse rate, blood pressure, and even respiration rates. Excellent results have been found with progressive relaxation techniques to treat things like muscular tension, anxiety, depression, fatigue, insomnia, neck and back pain, high blood pressure, and mild phobias. Many people don't know which of their muscles are chronically tense, but when you practice progressive relaxation, your focus is on the sensations of tension in one particular muscle group at a time. Then when you release that tension, you focus on the sensations of relaxation in that same muscle group. You move slowly through your whole body from one muscle group to the next, repeating the procedure. Using these techniques, you'll be able to learn to identify particular muscle groups and distinguish between the sensations of tension and deep relaxation. This type of exercise can be practiced lying down or seated in a chair, whatever is most comfortable for you. Each muscle group is going to be tensed for between 5 to 7 seconds and then released and relaxed for 20 to 30 seconds. But don't worry, you don't have to stare at the clock the whole time. These lengths of time are just a rule of thumb, and really it's going to depend on how your body's feeling in that moment. The main point is to have the tension be shorter than the sensation of relaxation. If you do find that you have a particular muscle that's very difficult to relax, but not to the point of pain, you can practice tensing and releasing that up to 5 times in the same moment, just to see if you can work through some of that tension. There are 3 basic levels of tensing that I'm going to describe, and those are our baselines for how we want to do this exercise. So the first one is called active tensing, and it's the most intense of the 3. That involves really tensing a particular muscle group as tightly as you can without hurting yourself, studying those sensations of tension, and then releasing that tension and noticing the feeling of relaxation. While you're tensing one part of your body, the rest of your body should remain relaxed. That can be tricky. We also want to make sure you keep breathing deeply through to your diaphragm. It might sound silly, but it can be hard to keep that focused, smooth, deep breath going while we're focusing on dealing with our tight muscles and tensing and relaxing. But doing active tensing means really exaggerating that tension and making you understand those places where that tension is being held on a regular basis. If there's chronic tension in an area, when you do tense those muscles, they might feel sore, so you want to pay attention to that. Also, if you have any injuries of any kind, you will want to be gentle with yourself in those parts, and you should always check with your doctor before engaging in any of these activities. Some people like to use this level of tensing every time they do the practice, and that's completely up to you. It feels good to them to go from one extreme to the next. And sometimes it can feel sort of like the idea of setting down some heavy bags that you've been holding for a while. That just release, relief, and then lightness that you can feel. The second type of tensing is called threshold tensing. And it's somewhat similar to active, except that it involves tensing a particular muscle group only slightly. It's really meant to be just enough so that you notice the tension, but it can't be seen by someone who's looking at you. For instance, you know, if I'm tensing an arm and it looks like I'm really straining to do so, this is not that. This is taking a step back. Some people really like the threshold tensing best because that takes less effort, might feel less jarring to them, And it could be better, especially in cases of injury or extreme tension, where a deeper tense sensation might bring about pain. And then the final type is called passive tensing. So what we do with this one is simply notice any tension that's present in a particular muscle group. For instance, if you don't feel tension in a particular muscle, you could do the threshold tensing there, or just simply notice how much lighter and smoother it feels there compared to other tense parts of the body. You could also use passive tensing after you've done a full round of active or threshold tensing as a way to deepen your state of relaxation. Continue to part 2 to begin the practice of progressive muscle relaxation.